Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 you're listening to Drippin' with Swag. I'm Valentina, and I'm here with my lovely co-host,
Emily,
Tremaine,
Braxton,
and Tiffany. Thank you for tuning in on this fantastic Friday.
Blue Nova Beats, boy.
Hello, my realist Mavericks. You're tuning in to Drippin' with Swag.
Val. Guess what day it is, Val?
It is Thursday!
Guys, stop giving off. We're on the air.
Okay. My name is Valentina, and I'm here with my amazing co-host, Tiffany,
Tremaine,
and Emily. Braxton is sadly not being with us this show, but be sure to catch him up on our next scheduled show. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Let's get started.
Let's get it started.
Well, yesterday was the second day back from winter break. It was a great time to rest up for my final exam. Tiffany, what did you do over the break?
I spent some quality time with my family, and we had so much fun because we got to do fireworks and everything. What about you, Emily?
I got to get a lot closer to my sister, and she's going to be a Maverick next year, so I got to kind of just talk to her and kind of show her the ropes. What about you, Valentina?
Well, me and my family and me, we played a lot of football. My cousins said that I had to get some training, but I'm not that good at it. And since it was cold, they said it was the best time. What about
you, Sherman?
Well, what basically I did is we had a great 4th of July, New Year's. We got fireworks. We stayed up pretty late. Well, at least I did stay up pretty late till probably 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And for the holidays, we had a great family time, and it was really fun.
That sounds great. Happy New Year's to you all.
Speaking of New Year's, let's talk about our resolutions. Sherman, what do you want out of your 2015?
Well, basically, what I want out of my 2015 is, based on school-wise, I'm trying to get all A's. What about you, Valentina?
Well, I want to get all straight A's and get myself to exceed on AVID. How's your resolution, Tiffany?
I'm trying to get straight A's, and I'm trying to earn different things from different classes. What about you, Emily?
My educational goal will definitely be to shoot for straight A's again, and then my more personal goal is I just want to stay positive in any situation and see the brighter out of it.
For me, my personal goal is to be nicer.
Me too.
Stay positive. Okay, Sherman, can you update us on this weather?
Yeah, can you?
Yeah.
Of course. Today will be a high of 43 and low of 36. This is a very cold week, so please bundle up.
Brr. It's that time of the year, I guess. Science fair projects were due yesterday, and I hope y'all guys did well. The first round of judging was after school. The top 20 will advance to round 2. The top 20 will also be judged January 9th in the library.
I hope I'm one of those 20. What were your topics, Tremaine?
Well, my main topic for my science fair was how different candies have the best reaction when put into a cup of Sprite. So what about you, Emily?
I did dark colored beverages save teeth the most. I used eggs instead of teeth, and it turns out that salt actually leaves the most stain on our teeth due to enamel.
What about you, Tiffany? I did mine on which nail polish brand looks the best by the end of the week, and what came out was CoverGirl was the best, actually.
Ooh, I'm going to have to start using CoverGirl.
Me too.
Reminder, the science fair was only for 7th grade CAP and 8th grade. So, yeah.
On January 3rd, Saturday, DCMS Cheerleaders and Dancing presented the Rockets pregame show. They were studs. That night, the Rockets played the Miami Heat and slayed them 115-79.
Woo-hoo!
Great job, team.
Emily, can you tell us your experience on that?
It was a lot of fun. We got to do the pregame show, so it was very exciting. We were all very nervous at first, but once our music started, it just came natural to us, so it was a lot of fun.
That's good. Yeah, I saw you and the dance team and cheerleaders, their period, because Mr. Poja put it up there. You know, his favorite team is the Rockets, so yeah, y'all were amazing.
Thank you.
Also, DCMS boys basketball update. 8th grade boys played Sartosh at home yesterday.
Awesome job!
18-1, thanks to those who came out to support your fellow men.
Don't worry about your girl.
Oh, Emily just gave a hair flip.
Oh, no, she did.
All right, All 7th to 8th grade girls put the Garcia Gators away today. Good luck. You'll have to support your Mavic Nation. You must have a parent to attend.
Mavic Squad!
Teacher updates. Mr. Walker and Ms. Wilcox Flies just recently gave birth to some beautiful children. Do you hear future Maverick?
Oh, don't rush the kids, Emily.
Okay. We wish all the healthiness and happiness over the kids. Also, congratulations to Ms. Duncan, Ms. Escamilla, and Ms. James, who are all expecting. Thank you to Mr. Abasudas will be now taking over DCMS morning announcements. I hope you're ready for some great morning fun.
Hey, so me, what do you expect out of us starting morning announcements?
Well, what do I expect is definitely a more entertaining announcement and something that students will look forward to when they hear that announcement.
I'm really excited for that to happen, though.
Me too, because, you know, we're lucky to even have our AVID radio show, and that's just going to be, like,
an incredible thing.
Yeah, and we're going to be noticed more. We don't want the attention, but anyways, I'm really excited because that we're gonna prove to Mr. Graham that we can do it, and because he's giving us more responsibility, and us as seventh graders, I think it's gonna be one of the first times seventh graders get to do this, like from AVID, so it's gonna be really
okay. Also, Mom, can you talk about the other special event?
Okay, so we have two special updates coming up, but I will only say one. Emily will say the other one. So, J.J. Watt Foundation is going to be on our AVID show to talk about all the middle school programs they support. AVID teaches the same core principles that this organization supports. Stay tuned into the show for more information. Emily, can you tell us the other second?
Of course. To support the J.J. Watt Foundation, we are going to be doing an AVID Glee show. We're going to be selling tickets to that. We're going to be singing and making up songs from all of the stuff AVID teaches. And we already even have a song. It's a binder song. And we're going to have people playing parts. And it's going to be just like Glee, but all about AVID.
I'm so excited for that, guys.
Definitely.
Okay, do y'all want to hear what's it going to be about?
Sure.
Okay, so it's going to be AVID. We've done some recordings, some video recordings, and we're going to put a show together. We're going to be talking, we're going to be doing the show. The show's going to be about some stuff we did for Thanksgiving, some stuff we did for Christmas, and some stuff that we're doing right now. And, mostly it was stuff we did for the holidays. The prize,
50% of the
A percentage of the money we receive from the Glee Show will be donated to the foundation, so please come and support.
This is also a great time to show off what AVID does so we can get more people interested in it, and we can get more kids excited about what college is all about.
And it also puts together, because we also have some drama students in AVID. Like, we also have some, like, Emily.
The four of us.
Yeah, the four of us. I just got into drama this week. So, yeah, I mean, but it's going to be showing, every elective is going to have a part of it because we're putting it all together. But it's mostly AVID, you know? It's our AVID club. Okay, so now, guys, let's go back. I wanted to go back to the Emily Don't Rush the Kids. So, what do you think the kids are going to be? Girl or boy?
Well, for Ms. Duck and Ms. Estimia and Gabe, I'm not sure, but I'm hoping they would be girls.
Yeah, but let's not leave Charmaine out. They could be boys, right, Charmaine?
Hey, but yes. Charmaine's not always the only boy. With Ms. Braxton,
Okay, now, guys. Let me tell you something. Mr. Walker's kids, sixth grade kids, I have a lot of friends in there, and they've been telling me that they met him. So hopefully he comes back, but I'm really happy for him and his wife. And his family too.
Also, Mr. Wilcox.
Yes. We're all happy for them.
Yes, we're so excited.
Congratulations. Well, that's all the time for we have today. Friday, we'll have some new anchors doing a radio show. Wish you luck, guys.
Well, thank you.
Well, we'll see you next week. That's all we have for today. Thanks a lot for tuning in to Dripping with Swag. I'm Tremaine.
Tiffany.
Valentina.
I'm Emily.
Have a great day, everyone. Make sure to be showing care, commitment, and trust.
We'll be looking for you, so if Mr. Graham or any of us, any teachers are around you, be careful. Be showing them.
Bye, guys. Happy Thursday.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.